Click Rate, thanks to your friendly neighbourhood record store, Southbound Records.
Hello, Troy. How are you going there?
Great. How are you?
I'm very well this morning. Very well. What have you brought us?
Shall we start on these lovely little reissues here?
Shall we do that?
Now, there was a group out of Memphis, Tennessee in the early 1970s who... they weren't very successful at the time, but probably by the 80s,
mm-hmm.
Their influence was like way outweighed their success at the time.
I see.
It was a sort of group that people like REM and The Replacements and across the water, early Primal Scream, mm-hmm. All sort of listened to and looked to. Teenage Fan Club, and in fact, based most of their career around this group. Of course, is Big Star.
Shall I hit it?
Not yet.
Not yet. I thought that was your cue. You said it like Big Star,
Big
and
Star.
Go, you know.
So these the first two albums.
These are cool covers.
Yeah. Number One Record, which was their first record in 1973, and Radio City from 1974. Both of those have got a really, really nice reissue from Kraft Recordings.
Cool.
All analog, taken from the original masters, mastered and cut and pressed all in Memphis.
Wow.
Did Radio City... was that named after the place in New York, or was New York named after?
No. Radio City Music Hall was around there. Was there a long time before?
Yeah.
I don't know if it's named after it or if it's just a.
I guess it's quite a, you know, Radio City.
Radio City.
Radio City. I've got to say, both these album covers look like they could be from the 90s. They've got quite a 90s flavour to them, let alone early 70s.
I think that was a case of an influence.
Borrowing a bit. What's this one called? Number One Record.
It's Number One Record.
This has just got a big. It says Big, and then that's Inside a Star written in neon lights, which is very cool. And then the Radio City cover has like a photo of the ceiling of what looks like it could be a scummy gig venue or something like that, with some slightly explicit diagrams on the wall in the corner and a light in the middle, which is pretty cool.
I wonder whether that was a photo of Ardent Studios where they did it. Their records were released on... This is part of the reason they didn't get so much attention at the time. Ardent was a studio in Memphis that was that was connected with Stax.
Mm-hmm.
And so Stax, the label, were going to distribute Ardent for them, but of course Stax, again, were distributed by, I think, Atlantic at the time.
Right.
And things just got lost.
And so this is kind of slowly coming back to the fore a little bit, maybe.
And poor old Alex Chilton, the main guy in Big Star, he'd had a massive success in 1968, I think, with a group called the Box Tops. They mm-hmm. had like a number one hit with The Letter, and he felt that he got completely ripped off and steamrolled and then it happened
did
again.
Did he say that?
Yeah, he did.
Interesting.
We didn't say he was steamrolled. Anyway,
Should we hit this track now?
Hit this one. This one here from Radio City. This is one everyone knows, I think. It's the one you know, isn't it, Rachel?
I don't know. You have to give me 20 seconds to see if it... I don't know that I do. Maybe when the chorus hits. This is cool, though.
I don't think there is a chorus in this one.
Okay, this is it.
So this is September Girls.
Which one's this from? Is it from...
This is from Radio City. From Number One Record. Some of you will recognise the tune In the Street as the theme to a TV series.
Oh, what TV series?
That 70s show.
Ah.
Although that was by Cheap Trick, the version. Anyway.
Right. So this... back of this record as well is much more 70s. So the front looks like it could be maybe from the 90s or even the early 2000s, but there is no doubting what era it is when you look at the back.
Yeah, same as this one, though.
Yeah, definitely. This man has a fantastic multi-coloured, like, patchwork leather jacket going on here. That's quite the look.
That's Andy.
That's Andy.
All these guys, except for the drummer, all these guys are dead now.
Oh, really?
That's really sad. This is cool. You can definitely hear that. I can see how these guys have had an influence
Listen
on someone
now.
Like Primal Scream. Wow, look at that man's sideburns in the back, Tess. That's like half of his whole face.
That's just...
It's a lot.
Even if you're in Memphis, where Elvis lived at the time.
That's quite significant, yeah. So what have we got on here? We've got Oh My Soul, Life Is White, Way Out West, What's Going On, You Get What You Deserve, Mod Lang, Back of a Car, Daisy Glaze, She's a Mover, September Girls, that's girls with a U, More for Two, I'm in Love with a Girl.
And that one is the trio. Andy Bell, not Andy Bell, that's the guy out of Oasis, I'm sorry.
You've got Chris 90s Bell. On your mind, yeah.
Chris Bell was on the first one as well, which had Ballad of El Gordo, In the Street, 13, Don't Lie to Me, India Song, Give Me Another Chance, Watch the Sunrise. Chris Bell, weirdly enough, posthumously, a record called I Am the Cosmos was released. We got that in yesterday as cool. Well. So, da-da-da, you can get all three if you want.
You can get your Chris Bell trifecta going on if you feel like it. That's very nice. I enjoy that.
So, like I said, Kraft Recordings, really nice old-style heavy sleeves, all analog mastering.
Beautiful.
Perfect.
Really fantastic. Good. What's the next one you've brought us?
Well, here's one you've all heard, and this is one which has just come back in. When did you say you were going to see this group, Rachel?
This might be the 28th of February. Kikagaku Moyo, Maju Pose. Maju Pose? Maju Pose.
It's a nice obi strip there.
Isn't it?
I like green.
So this is the Masana Temples album, which sort of crept out in 2018 and was extremely popular in this city.
This is such a good cover.
It's an amazing cover.
It's a beautiful. Do you know who the artist is? Does it say?
I don't think it does.
Give us a visual description then, Tess.
Oh, Rachel, I couldn't.
Say what you see.
I think I'll let you take the reins on that one.
So lots of sort of mythical animals and some not so mythical ones like a tiger and monkeys and things. Beautiful kind of calligraphic watercolor.
There you go. See, I wouldn't have been able to pull that out of my sleeve.
Thought you were gonna say pull that out of somewhere else. To be honest. This was a huge BFM fave when this record came out.
Yeah.
Still
now,
is.
It's one that is constantly sold for us, and people have been wanting it back for a while. Ooh. It's been out of print. It's back again.
Coincidentally.
Wow. In time for them to come in. Now, what sort of music is on this whole record? Well, it's a whole sort of weird pop fusion thing, isn't it?
Yep.
Like on this one, to me, always sounded like a Stereo Lab or Broadcast or something.
Yeah, it does have a Stereo Lab flavour to it.
But, you know, it's a lot of this stuff is like psychedelic-y folk.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of psychedelic folk, there is a picture of a chicken playing the mandolin on here.
Why would a chicken
a rooster,
be playing,
actually, to be
why
precise.
Would they necessarily be playing folk?
I know, there's something sort of psychedelic and folky about that. You
about
know,
a
chickens,
rooster.
Roosters, they show up in folk imagery, don't they?
I guess. But also in blues. In Little Red Rooster.
Look at there's also like a face made out of plants on this. It's a great album cover, you're right, Tess.
So they are, of course, I think they live in Tokyo, don't they? It's a four or five piece group out of Tokyo.
Oh, this is a all great description. Young. I should have said this. It says cover is like Alice in Wonderland meets Japanese tattoo.
Thank you, Texter.
I would say that's
pretty
accurate.
Yeah, they're
accurate.
Probably right.
I see.
There's the Alice over on the left-hand side.
Yeah. I'm imagining this person has a copy, or maybe they've just seen it online and they'll be running down to the store to get it.
Just like you.
Just like me. We've got Entrance, Dripping Sun, Nazo Nazo, Fluffy, Cosmish, Maju Posa, which we're listening to now, Nana, Orange Peel, Ayamadori, Gatherings, and Blanket Song on here. A lot of those showed up on the BFM playlist.
They did.
Yeah.
I quite like that Gatherings one.
Yeah, I like that one too. Yeah.
And Nana as well is pretty good.
Mm.
Although that's more of that sort of inspired by progressive German experimental rock of the 70s.
The proggy. I've had a text come through from Gavin, who's asked about the Big Star record. Is that photo of the ceiling on the album cover by William Eggleston? He was also in Memphis around 1973.
It was, yeah.
There you go.
Bill Eggleston did that photo.
Well spotted, Gavin. Kikagaku Moyo with Majaposa. You can go and grab that before you go to the gig at Neck of the Woods.
Well, you can buy it before that if you like.
Yeah.
Even before.
Even before. When's that on the shelf?
Masana Temples, I think we put it on the shelf already.
Fantastic.
Got it back. And yeah, and as Tess said, there's a nice green obi strip, and I have no idea what it says on it.
But it looks lovely.
On the Guru Guru Brain label, which is a very... very nice descriptive label.
Guru
isn't
Guru
it?
Brain.
Guru Guru Brain.
It sort of reminds me of like the Galaxy Brain esoteric meme format thing.
I don't know what that is.
Hopefully someone does.
I'm middle-aged.
I just want to say on the Kikagaku Moyo one, there's a little sticker and it says, good for chilling, barbecuing, biking, and space travelling.
Take notes, does traveling. Not say for smoking weeds. It doesn't say.
Not the weeds.
Right, this next up is brand new. Well, in fact, 2 weeks old, I think, now.
That's still pretty brand new.
And the musician, Craven Faults, is also very new. Last year we got a couple of 12-inches in that had no description, no covers, no nothing, just
really?
Craven Faults. Now, Craven Faults is based in Yorkshire, and everything that Craven Faults does is vintage modular synths. And apparently records it all in a disused textile mill.
Really?
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah. Like I said, there's 3 EPs. And now this debut album, which is called...
Erratics and Unconformities.
There you are.
Ooh.
Now, if you're the kind of person that wants to catch up on all of the stuff that Craven Faults has done already, the CD version is a little box set, 200 minutes of music, everything.
Nice.
But the double LP is what we're focused on now, just Erratics and Unconformities.
This is a lovely cover. Nice matte. What, you've told me what this is called before. Is this like spot vinyl?
Spot varnish.
Spot varnish. Spot varnish, there we go. Spot varnish cover, I think. Yes?
Is it?
Is it? I don't know. It looks lovely. Anyway, you can prove me wrong.
No spot varnish on that.
Okay,
That's just
trying to be
a matte cover.
But it's got a lovely photo on the front of, I think, a bit of architecture, some horizontal lines on a building, and a street light.
I think you'll find that's a roof.
It is a roof. It is a roof. Whoa, my brain. You know when you're looking at a photo and then your brain, it flips in your head? I thought that was, yeah, we were looking at a vertical wall, but we're looking at a roof.
Yeah.
No. And then on the back, it's got a lovely big yellow strip and the title of the band and the info on it.
Or the musician.
Yeah.
There is only one Craven Faults.
Only one Craven Faults. Just the one fault.
Now, this here is called Coppola Smelt Mill.
Great name. Is that describing the place it was...
I think so.
Conceived, so to speak.
Yeah, do you do smelting in textile mills, I guess? I don't know.
You're asking the wrong person.
The Leaf label have put this out, and I chose this one because it was, most of them are really, really long and have a slow movement.
Mm-hmm.
This here is a shorter thing and it gets to where it's going a little bit quicker.
Kind of feels like the sun rising a bit.
Oh, don't tell me about that. Panic
vampire.
Yeah.
Not all of it has these sort of beats either. Some of it is just simply the different patches.
Oh, nice.
Running. Reminds you of anything?
It reminds me of lots of things, but I'm stuck on the sun now.
Ooh.
Tess just found this amazing photo of the surface of the sun before.
Do you want to see it, Troy?
No.
It looks like popcorn.
It does look like popcorn.
Google it, listeners, if you can. Otherwise, just imagine popcorn, but a little bit darker.
I actually did see that this morning.
Burnt popcorn.
Burnt popcorn.
Yeah, if you like to worship a gigantic nuclear fireball, go right ahead.
This is quite lovely. It's quite hypnotic.
Yeah. It's, like I said, it goes... it developed slowly. throughout. Now,
oh, here we go. Something's happening. This is really nice. I really like this. It's making me feel very zen, very mellow.
I think it's starting to get eerie.
Yeah, a little bit. There's something coming in the back there, but...
No, I was thinking of that higher harmonic that
you can hear
floating up.
So remind us of what you've brought us this morning, Troy. What are we listening to right now?
Well, this one here, Craven Faults. Shall I tell you what the Vinyl Factory said about this?
Yes,
elusive,
please.
Evasive, but delivered with unerring authority.
Nice.
I did read that before, and I thought it was very descriptive.
Yeah, it was. So we have that now on the double LP, and we've nearly run out of the CD box set, so you'd be wanting to be quick for that one. Before that, back in stock, the ever popular Masana Temples by Kikugaku Moyo.
Awesome.
What does that even mean? It's something about shapes, isn't it?
I'm not sure. I have to Google it.
Kikugaku Moyo. And then we started with two brand new all analog reissues, 100% Memphis reissues of Big Star.
Fantastic.
Number one record, and Radio City on the Kraft Recordings label.
Featuring.
There you go, Amelia. What do you think?
Yeah. Thumbs up.
Of course, Amelia will prefer third because it's the depressing one.
Hey, thank you very much, Troy.
Thank you.
We'll see you in the shop.
You will, just up the road.
From the crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street.